The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Our next guest is the best known Irishman on Australian television. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Australian television, how much time many of you may have spent in that country. But Colin Fastenich, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. Tell us about your programme, My Kitchen Rules.
I wouldn't say best known. I'd say I'm the only Irishman over there, so it's not hard, is it? My Kitchen Rules, it's a show where people who shouldn't be cooking are cooking, and I'm there to get rid of them.
Okay, in what way? Tell us the format. Is it different to anything that we would be familiar
with
over in the
side of the world? I reckon it's like Come Dine With Me, but on steroids, because the budget's massive. And it's home cooks, and they host dinner parties in their house, and then they go through certain challenges, and their marriages break up, and they leave each other, and then someone wins a ton of cash at the end.
Okay, and your role in it is what?
I'm. If I was cast, I'd be called a straight-talking judge. Basically, I'm like most Irish people who scream at the telly, but I get to do it in real life on the actual set.
Okay, how'd you get into that?
Because I have restaurants, and I was known for being quite a hard chef, which I quite liked for a long time, but then no one would work for me.
Hey, what do you mean by a hard chef?
Well, I'm trying to, so I don't get sued. We were brought up, I used to work for Raymond Blanc, Gordon Ramsay, so that sort of era of working in kitchens like that, which you don't do anymore. So we very regimental kitchens, like long hours. Our restaurants were top of the top, really well. And they wanted someone who was sort of hard-nosed chef.
Okay, this thing about the shouting and ranting and raving in kitchens.
It's all over.
Yeah, but you say it's all over, but was it ever a real thing in the first place? Or was it something of a television construct? Or was that real?
It was huge. I worked for Raymond Blanc, 35 chefs in the kitchen. It's pressure, huge. If you look at the industry actually getting away from the TV, the hospitality industry, like, it's so hard to make any money in it. And it's the highest drink, drugs, suicide, divorce.
Rubbish hours as well.
Yeah, it's a pressure cooker. But it is getting better, because they've changed the laws, especially in Australia.
Okay, but was it that these celebrity chefs, for want of a better word, Raymond Blanc, the Gordon Ramsays, and maybe many others who weren't that well known, did they think that the way to actually make sure that everyone was cracked into line was to shout and roar and intimidate?
Yeah, for sure.
And how did you deal with that when you were working your way up?
Well, you had to deal with it. There was a lot of people who didn't deal with it. I've seen a lot of bad stuff, and people have breakdowns and stuff like that. And even when we went back to Oz and ran our kitchens, we ran them like that for a while, and then no one would work for you. So you learn pretty quick.
You must have been pretty bad if nobody would work for you.
I quite liked it for a while, the rep. But then, when no one works for you, it's not funny. But then I had my daughters. So the minute I had a daughter, boom, different person altogether. I said, I used to chase people up the hill for overcooking asparagus. But then, and that's not a joke. And then when I had a daughter, I said, I'm not going to have a heart attack for a piece of asparagus. And I changed, I delegated, and my business got better.
In what way did it get better?
Well, because I micromanaged everything. And then when I had a daughter, I said, I need to be home. And then when I had two daughters, we're in a world of pain. I delegated to my staff, and then it's actually the staff that make your business better. Like, you're not just one man, you know what I mean? It's the whole crew.
And how difficult is it? I think the likes of Jamie Oliver's have had issues with this, to actually do a TV show and be involved in the time that is involved in that and takes you away.
Yeah.
And then you try and use perhaps your fame and celebrity, not just to have your original restaurant, but to open other outlets and whatever. How difficult does it come to actually manage all that? Because that's not chefing.
Yeah, I think at the age I am now, so I'm 40.
Which age is that?
I'm 45, nearly 46. If I was 21, I would have bought into TV land. Like, I'd be the biggest idiot in the world. Some people say I am the biggest idiot, but anyway, I would have bought into it. But now I see what it is. It's a means to me, basically, to pay my mortgage, put my kids through school. We still have three restaurants running ourselves, but they're all in Sydney. Like, I can be in each place within 10 minutes. I don't want to have one in Melbourne or Perth where I can't be and I'm not seen in. And the TV thing, I look at it like, some days, like, I'm at 46, you don't want to be standing in the kitchen and cooking and doing 16 hours at 46 years of age, because there's something wrong. You want to be overseeing stuff. And I just look at myself to be very lucky, an Irish guy who left with 500 it was pounds back then in his pocket, landed in Sydney, and now I get to like travel the world.
When
like,
did you leave Ireland? How long ago?
I left in 1999 on a holiday, like most Irish people. I never came back.
I'm trying to place the accent. You're probably aware the accent has got traces of everything in it at this
stage. Apparently, I'm very Aussie when I come here, and apparently I'm very Dublin when I go over there.
It's still quite Dublin, but there's a lot of Aussie little trains there and the rest of it. But do you spend much time in the kitchen now? Do you actually cook still a lot, or are you just running a business?
I'm running a business. Like, I've actually been, you know, I'm the one cleaning the toilets. I'm the one going in picking the napkins up. I'm the one wiping the window out the front. You know what I mean?
But is that the best use of your talent? Saying if you got to where you are, because you obviously became a really top-class chef.
Yeah, I fought to get where I am, but now I've got really good staff that let me do all the other stuff. You know, it's not just the one man. And my wife runs the front of house. She's actually the brains of the operation. I'm the face.
How often do you get back to Ireland?
I came back last year. And this year was because I did something with Slane Whiskey. So Alex and his dad, who started the distillery. So they were over in Sydney and we launched Slane in our restaurants. So I became very good friends with Alex.
And we up in Talca the weekend.
And then he said to me last year, do you want to come to my house and see a band in June? And I said, what are you talking about? And this was before Metallica was even announced. So they flew me over and we watched Metallica and I woke up in the castle on Sunday morning. So that's a bucket list ticked. and I had to climb a wall to get out. Sorry, Alex. But the guys down there at Slane really looked after us. And then Taste of...
You're at the Taste of Dublin
yeah,
today,
Taste of Dublin got added on. And for me, that it's a great honour because I've never done a demo in Ireland, a cookery demo. Because I left like when I was 17, 18 and went to London to work for Blanc.
So you never worked in Dublin, did you?
I worked for Kevin Thornton.
Ah, very good.
In his very first restaurant in Portobello. He's a great chef, like kicked my ass and sort of, you know, put me on the road to... You know, there's a few people put you on the road to... to doing well, and he was one of them.
And when your trip's back, have you eaten out much in Dublin?
I ate in Forest Avenue the other night. Great. I always go to Forest Avenue. Those guys are doing great cookery. You know, they're not banging on about the whole Irish thing. And you know what I mean? They're just doing good cookery, and it's Irish.
What do you mean by good cookery? What does it mean to you?
Like good Irish produce and just simply cooked well. Without, you know, the story that takes an hour to explain it. You know what I mean? I'm tired of all these guys, like, blowing their own trumpet up. You know, the asparagus was grown by Johnny and it flew down. Mate, just give me the asparagus. It's either good or it's bad.
Okay, you have a big thing for asparagus, clearly.
No, yeah, asparagus. Yeah, asparagus keeps coming in. But it's great to be to cook at Taste of Dublin. Like, it's my mum, my dad's going to be there, my brother and my sister. So, because I've always cooked in Australia.
And does My Kitchen Rules show over here? Is it possible to see it?
It's on three channels.
Is it?
I'm big in Japan.
All right, I'm going to leave it there. Colin Fastenage, thank you very much for coming in to us here on The Last Word at Today FM. And you're at the Taste of Dublin
and
this
tickets
evening.
Still, you can get tickets on the door all weekend till Sunday.
Before you head back to Australia.
That's
all right.
It.
Best
thank
luck
you.
To you. The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.